Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Villages and towns across Ireland claim their footpaths and public spaces are littered with canine excrement and amid a pandemic-related rise in walkers and dog ownership. But according to figures compiled by this programme, half of the country's local authorities failed to issue one single fine for dog fouling in 2020 because they're struggling to reprimand those who refuse to clean up their animals' mess. Now, our reporter Barry Lenehan has been looking into this very pleasant subject, Barry. And we don't have to rely on anecdotes or even what you're seeing. I was out on Sunday for a walk, and knowing that we were going to be talking about this last week, I just kept an eye on the footpath. And I needed to anyway, because if I hadn't, I would have been walking in doggy doo-doo with every second step.
Yeah, you were hopping along, Claire, yeah. Minding your step. And indeed, that's what I've had to do this morning. I'm talking to you from Shangana Park here in Shankill on the Dublin-Wicklow border, as it's in big parks like these and on footpaths where you were, streets, walkways across Ireland, where many feel we're witnessing a plague within a pandemic, a dog poo emergency. Now, this is an eternal problem, but it's escalating rapidly in lockdown. Social media awash with instances of dog fouling in public spaces, including bags of faeces suspended from railings and branches. Reports from county council meetings nationwide in recent days and weeks also show the extent of the problem. According to one councillor in Laois, you can't go anywhere now, but you're practically walking on poo. The issue is out of control in Waterford. Concerns for buggy owners and wheelchair users in Mayo. And in Carlow, Councillor William Patton told this month's meeting how dogs were destroying a local cemetery, and the problem countywide had, quote, got to the stage, I'm fearful that instead of being known as the Dolman County, we'll become known as the Dogshite County. Councillors in Cavan, Cork, Kildare, Louth, Offaly, Tipperary, Wicklow, Westmeath and Wexford all also discussed a substantial rise in dog litter within the past month alone. Clare recorded an 85% rise in dog fouling complaints in 2020, while in Belfast, the amount of canine excrement on the streets has risen by 200 lockdown.
Okay, just a little interruption on the line there. It's just hard to fathom what's going on, Barry. And you mentioned one thing there where people are bagging the poop and they're putting it up on the railings and hanging it on trees. I just, for the life of me, can't understand that. If you've gone to the trouble of putting the poo in a bag, why you wouldn't just put it into the bin? Have we lost Barry there? It seems as though you can't. Can you hear me, Barry? Ah, we lost Barry. We'll take a quick break and get Barry back. We have to get to the bottom of this dog poo mystery.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Right, back to the dog poo controversy. What are the dog owners themselves, Barry? What are they saying about it all?
Yeah, unfortunately, my line got in a bit of doo-doo there, Claire. But I asked pet owners here in Shangana Park, when the weather was a little better, why some aren't cleaning up their dogs' doo-doo.
Dogs are loose and they're behind the people and they're oblivious to what's pooing in front of them. You know what I mean? The dogs are behind them and the people are walking off. They don't even look back to see what the dogs are doing. Now, I have her always on the lead. I respect that, but other people don't.
People are pretending they don't know their canine.
That's it, exactly.
People are tying their bags to shrubs or railings. Are you seeing stuff like that?
I am, yes, because there's not enough bins. You just see them, because people won't carry them. Like, if there was bins nearer, maybe they would. I have bags in my pocket, and I have handed bags to people. So I have, been honest, I have. I've tipped them on the shoulder and said, your dog left a parcel, and there's a bag. And I've no bones about doing it.
Do you get an angry response?
Well, sometimes you're told to. I can't say it here.
Everyone should be cleaning up after their dogs. Everyone wants to use public spaces. There's absolutely no reason why you can't do it. It's part of owning a dog.
What do you say to those who don't?
I tend not to say anything. The odd time I might, I'd certainly look at them and indicate I wouldn't be that happy. It's just so unfair to other people. I run as well. You end up running in the grass. You don't want to walk in dog muck. No one does.
The problem is there isn't enough bins to actually put it in. Bins often get very full and they're overflowing then. So that's really a problem, I think. It's a responsibility as a dog owner. You have to do it, so they should do it. It's not fair for everybody else.
A day like today, it's very busy, you know. So, we have bags and we always pick up after the dog, but it has got a bit more prevalent, yeah. Because people are walking more, I think. I mean, look at today.
I was talking to our vet. We have two dogs, and the vet was saying there's a lot more dogs being brought in now with injuries because they're exhausted being walked the legs off now compared to what it was like before the lockup.
Some people put the stuff in the bag and leave the bag on the ground or tie the bag to a railing.
No, that's all. You've got a job to do. Look, there are basic minimum requirements. Do your duty.
I mean, I don't know where the bin is around here.
There isn't a bin.
So what do you expect people to do? What most people do is just throw the bag into the bushes there, really.
Or the normal rubbish bin. The issue is it's becoming a major amenity going for walks. And part of it is your pet coming with you. Basic stuff. We should have. Basic stuff.
Yes, there is more dog fouling.
But less poo per se on the ground. It's just hidden better.
So Barry, it's horrible to look at, it's smelly, it's absolutely disgusting if you step in it, but there are also real health implications if a dog mess is left everywhere.
Yeah, 5-year-old Evan Overfield is from Selbridge in County Kildare. He was hospitalised shortly before Christmas with a severe bacterial infection after touching dog poo when playing on his local green. His mother Chris picks up the story.
And we had finished up dinner and Evan just became unwell, said his tummy was hurting. And we noticed his temperature was a bit warm and kind of went up and up and up. We tried all the normal things to try to bring it down. It just wasn't working. And he became worse through the night. And by the morning, we ended up having to take him to hospital. He had severe diarrhea, was complaining of a lot of pain in his tummy. And by the time we got to hospital, he was vomiting as well. And he was there for 4 nights. With my husband. It was a long time, a couple of days before we really knew what was going on. So that was quite hard, just not knowing what the cause was. I mean, he was very sick, so it was worrying.
Evan was hospitalised for 4 days and you're there the whole time trying to think how he could have ended up this way.
Well, they did a lot of tests. It took some time until they came to a conclusion. They found Campylobacter, which is a really dangerous bacteria in his system. And that bacteria can make a person really, really sick. We asked how did he get it, and the doctor said it usually happens to people when they ingest undercooked food, but that it also can infect humans through feces, and that's usually dog feces or cat feces. I just went through all my head all the meals that we had for the past kind of week and a half, and I just couldn't come up with anything. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I have a background in nutrition, and I studied food safety. I'm very particular. We all eat the same things, and nobody else in the house became unwell. So really the only thing that made any sense was the fact that he had gotten into a mess of dog poo a few days before he became unwell.
When you figured it out, how did you feel about that?
I was pretty upset. I don't like it to begin with, and I think it's disgusting. But I didn't know it could make my child this sick. So it's just very upsetting to think that people are so irresponsible that they would put others in a situation this dangerous.
Well, what do you say to people who don't clean up after their animal?
I think it's disgraceful. Not only is it a litter issue, it's an environmental issue and it's a health and safety issue. It can make people sick. So I think it's shocking. Ireland needs a much stronger and heavier approach.
How's Evan now after what happened?
He's great. He made a recovery, and that's the important thing. But we would like to see that this doesn't happen to somebody else's child.
Evan wrote a letter to An Garda Síochána about this issue. This was before all this had happened as well. Tell me about that.
Yeah, he's quite a little advocate. We were having a little picnic one afternoon over the summer, and we witnessed a man step in some dog poo and track it up and down the footpath. And he just became very upset. And so he said, we have to do something. We have to call the guards on the dog owner. And I said, yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't we write a letter? And so that's what we did. And he accompanied that letter with a beautiful diagram of what happened. And so Evan is here with me now, and he would like to read the letter that he wrote to the guard about this issue.
Today we saw some poop out on the sidewalk while we were outside playing. Then a man came and stepped in the poop and got it all over the neighbourhood where he was walking. So he will get poop everywhere all the way to the shop. Please try harder to enforce the law about cleaning up dog poop. My baby sister was playing in the grass and that could have got her sick.
Evan there, an impressive 5-year-old, but very scary what happened to him. And Chris and the family, they want tougher action, Barry, against those who just won't pick up after their pets. But will you explain to us what the laws are at the moment?
So it's an offence under the Litter Pollution Act for someone to allow their dog to foul a public place. And a pet owner who fails to clean up after their animal faces an on-the-spot fine of €150, rising to €3,000 for those convicted for not paying the original penalty.
So you've taken a look now at how many of these fines have been issued since the start of COVID. And what did you find?
Yeah, so according to figures supplied by 26 of the country's 29 local authorities, just 47 fines for dog fouling were issued across all of Ireland in 2020. This is despite the vast majority of councils confirming to me an increase in dog litter in their area since the pandemic. 40% of the fines given last year to dog owners are still unpaid, while half of the country's councils didn't issue a single fine for dog fouling last year.
Not a single fine, half of them. Barry, how does that compare to other years then?
So 7 local authorities haven't successfully fined a dog owner in over 4 years. Offaly, Kilkenny, Tipperary, Leitrim and Carlo didn't issue a single dog poo fine in 2017, 18, 19 or 20. 2 others, Westmeath and South Dublin, haven't received payment for a fine in at least 4 years. Cork City Council, meanwhile, it hasn't fined a pet owner since 2017. That year, it gave out 4 fines, believed to be the only 4 it has given out since 1997, 24 years ago. Dunleara, Galway County and Sligo councils have only fined 1 dog owner each since 2016. And all in all, just 241 dog poo fines have been handed down nationwide, Clare, since the start of 2017. And 1 in 3 of those were never paid, around 30%. 3 fines issued so far this year.
We're all gobsmacked, Barry, listening to this. These figures are just extraordinary. And I know you asked the local authorities why the number of fines are so low. And what did they say?
Yes, so many simply say it's almost impossible to issue fines, as litter or dog wardens must witness the canine defecating and its owner walking away from the feces under the law. Wardens must also prove the person with the pooch is its owner and so often has to follow them to the car. Now, councils also say members of the public, they're reluctant to report dog owners in case they're called to give evidence in court. While Meath County Council, it told me how some dog owners regularly bring their canine to other people's housing estate to do their business and then swiftly depart.
Oh, this is the almost cheek.
Yes, and it's almost impossible to counteract. And they said that people recognise the culprits and the canine culprits but can't do anything about it. But in terms of tackling this growing poo problem, several local authorities told me they're planning to erect more signs or audio devices, while Westmeath is running a raffle for those who clear their pets' deposits. However, some councillors in Louth and Mayo want to use dog poo DNA testing. Now, this technology has been successful in Spain, where in one village, excrement was returned to owners as lost property in a box. It was
nice.
Also used, wait for it, Clare, in Barking in London. I kid you not. But Jay Rettinger, he's the chief executive of BioPet Laboratories based in Tennessee. It operates the poo prints technology worldwide, and he told me how it works, but also how he's been receiving many calls recently from Ireland.
What we do is we work with communities to register their dogs into our patented database using just a simple cheek swab. And then we provide our communities with waste collection kits that are used to collect a small piece of that poo sample. It's sent to us, it's processed in our lab, and we take that sample, that poo sample, we take the DNA from it and we match it back to our database to the matching offender.
So it's all about getting a sample from the dog at the beginning of its life, and from there on in, it's possible to match the canine to its excrement.
Yes, sir. Yeah, registration is key with the program. A lot of people are used to saying, well, you know, if we've got a bunch of black Labrador retrievers that live in our community, how do you tell them apart? And through our genetic research, because we are a genetic company already, our profiles are specific and unique to that individual dog and differentiate it from any other dog in the world. Once that dog is registered and that profile is in our database, you know, DNA doesn't change and that profile exists there for that dog's lifetime.
How much does it cost?
It costs about $45 US to register a dog. So that's that swab. And then you've got about $65 in the processing of the waste.
That one-off cost and then $65 per sample?
Per sample, yes, sir.
In terms of success rate, does it stop repeat offenders?
When we have seen that when people realize that there's accountability and there's an accountability system, it curbs social behavior. Most of our communities report a 95% reduction in waste when the program is implemented. It's 99.99% accurate. That's the DNA side.
Have any local authorities or otherwise here in Ireland contacted you about using this technology?
You know, Barry, that's a funny question because the answer is yes. We have actually, in the past 6 months, even the past, I think, 90 days, we've had many conversations with many different Irish municipalities scattered throughout the country there. It's a problem that people want to be solved. And unfortunately, sometimes there is a system that has to be put in place to protect us from ourselves, right? Irish officials have been pretty fed up with the fouling issue, and we know it's time to do something. And I'm hoping they know it's time to do something as
That's,
well.
That's Jay Rettinger there in Tennessee, Chief Executive of BioPet Laboratories, ending Barry Lenehan's report. Good luck, though, to Jay trying to get people to register for that service. I'm getting so many text messages on this. In France, they have a great system. There's a motorbike with a suction hose and a small tank on the back. It's their equivalent of county council person on the bike cleaning the pavements, public areas, etc. That's an idea that might work, although it removes the responsibility from the dog owner. I live in a town in County Monaghan, and it is a case of tiptoe through the poo on a walk. Bridget, when I clean up after my dog, I always tie the poo bag to my dog's collar so she carries her own poo. Bridget, your poor dog. Do we need to have a wider discussion around dog ownership, says Joe. I like dogs, but they're ultimately consumers who are bred simply for our enjoyment. On the one hand, we decry inequalities in the world, yet at the same time, dogs are treated with more care and attention than many human beings, not to mention their carbon footprint, which for our supposed environment conscious age is spoken about very seldom. And another listener has stopped walking the dog in Santry Woods because of all the dog poo. People don't care. And we're getting messages like that from right around the country to 51551.